Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sora Malka Basa Rabbi Yitzchak. We this morning begin a brand new Masechta Makshirin. Masechta Makshirin deals with a basic rule of Tumah, namely that food, in order to become Tumah, needs to come with a after being wetted by a liquid. This is called being mukshar lekabel tuma, or having a preparation for the process. As the Torah uses the language, kiyutan mayim alzera, when liquid happens to be placed on a seed, then all of a sudden, if it comes into contact with tuma, it's able to become tummy to you. So the basic rules of the Masechta are going to focus on how exactly this kiyutan works, and also which liquids are going to be involved. One of the most basic rules of Hechsher has to be that you wanted it. And so our Mishnah begins, Komashke shetchiloso l'ratzon afal pi shein sofo l'ratzon, o sofo l'ratzon afal pi shein tchiloso l'ratzon, hareze b'chiyutan. Whenever we have a liquid which you are okay with the liquid being there at the beginning, but not at the end, or you are okay with it at the end, but not at the beginning, in other words, in such a situation, that's going to be b'chiyutan, it's going to be enough to be considered mukshar lekabel tuma. Mashkim temeim, when you have tummy liquid, so there, why are you ever going to want that on your stuff? But still, mitamin l'ratzon v'shalo l'ratzon, the Mishnah wants us to know that mashkim temeim are able to create a tuma, whether or not it was done with desire or not desire. Now, what happens if I shake a tree to dislodge food? I shake the tree because I wanted the fruit that was growing on the tree to come down. I want to get a tame object that was caught in the branches in the tree. So, when I shake it and I cause the rain that's sticking to the tree to fall onto the fruit that was on the ground underneath the tree, that's not called chiyutan. Lahashim yumenawa mashkim. If I'm trying to shake the tree, was to get rid of the rainwater so that it won't damage the tree or the fruit of the tree, and I really didn't intend to have the water, I'd actually rather the rainwater not have been there at all. So in such a situation, Beis Shammai is of the opinion that Hayotzin Veshabo, Beis Shammai says, whatever comes off and the stuff that's inside and what stays on the tree, those are both included in chiyutan. Ubeisela Lomber, Beisela disagrees. Beisela says hayotzim bechiyutan, and when I shake the water from the tree, that gives any significance to any bit of the water that becomes dislodged at that time, making it machshel lekabel tuma because I wanted to get rid of the water, right? Be'es shabo, but the rainwater that's on the tree. My intent was to have it taken totally out of the tree. I wanted it totally gone. The fact that it's not totally gone doesn't mean that now all of a sudden the liquid that's still there is my intention. That's exactly the opposite of my intention. And so therefore, it's not going to be b'chiyutan. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.